All right, so I just checked the computer, and if I'm going to make a CD out of this presentation, I only have 8 minutes left. So, what I decided to do is I went on Spotify and I typed in best pop songs of all time. I just figured it'd be a safe place to start. And all we're going to do is listen to a bunch of examples. I'm going to hit shuffle play, so I don't even know what it's going to play. And we're just going to find the pulse and groove along. That's all we're going to do. Here we go. All right, let me turn it up here. Hopefully, you can hear that. So, I want you to just, this may be obvious for you, and if it is, do something fancy like eighth notes or 16th notes or whatever. But for now, you're just gonna tap the beat. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Now, if you were strumming this, pretend you're strumming this. And just move your arm with a down strum on the beat. And if you're gonna hit the strings on the way back up, that would be the eighth note, but it's not even necessary. So you're like strum, 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 strum. See what I mean? And if you're playing, I mean, not to get into it, but it'd be like, that chorus would be like strum, 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 down, up. Down, up, up, down, up. And well, that's got 16th notes, so never mind. But you got the idea. Let's go to the next one. So I'm gonna simply hit next, the next button. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't always have to tap on the beat when it's fast. You can tap on the 1 and 3 only. Like tapping in cut time. Like this. 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3. If you're feeling fancy, try tapping on 2 and 4. Like, all right, you get the idea. Let's move on. Ah, Tom Jones. I remember this song. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Now, if you're having trouble hearing where the one is, let me just pause for a minute. You know, a lot of times, it's when the chord changes, you know, or you listen to the bass. Let me turn the bass up here. Bass is a key. You know, the bass and drums. And also the drum beat, the snare, the prominent snare drum is usually on the 2 and 4. Let's talk about that for a minute. So, crack, 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 crack. That's 2 and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's called the backbeat, and that's what rock and roll has, you know. The backbeat is the 2 and 4, all right? So, if you're wondering what the time signature is and what the, you know, listen for the backbeat, and it's usually on 2 and 4. So, in this case, you're going to tap all 4 beats or on 1 and 3. So let me demonstrate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, or 1, 3, 1, 3. And so you should be opposite with the snare drum. Get the idea? Let's go to the next one. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. And this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. How do I know? Because there's a snare drum on 1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. See what I mean? The groove, the guitar groove is in eighth notes. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and. Alright, so you're just gonna tap all quarters like this. Or on the 1 and 3. So 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3. All right, that's enough Bruce for today. Slow Ride, Foghat. This is one of the best pop songs of all time. I don't know. Guess so. All right, where's the beat? Where's the one? Well, if you can hear the drummer. 2, 4. 2, 4. 1, 2, 3. 4, 1, 2, 3. So tap on. Let's move on to the next one. Christina Aguilera, Beautiful. So, sounds like 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So if you were strumming this. Strum, 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 strum. 1, 2, and 3. Four and so wonderful, suddenly, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Next one. Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. I'm running out of time here, so I hope they get on with it. Oh, I know this song. Let's go to the middle and see if the beat's kicking. 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You should be doing a lot of this stuff, all right? So have fun. Don't rely on my little thing. Do it on your own and then come to me with questions, you know, and the more you get into it, the more questions it brings up and the stronger you get rhythmically. So good luck and have fun.